Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, May 5th, 2014. Today we're discussing Operation Choke Point, which is an operation run by the Department of Justice, the United States Department of Justice, under its head, Attorney General Eric Holder. The Department of Justice, of course, investigates criminal activity in the United States and violations of federal law, and it looks at the banking system to try to locate and stop terrorist money from moving through the banking system, and also money of money launderers and other scammers and fraudsters and so forth. This is all well and good. As the money passes through the banking system, it goes through certain choke points where it is calculated. $5 trillion per year in consumer purchases pass through these choke points every single year, and the federal government looks at these choke points and tries to stop money laundering and other fraud. This is all well and good, but what has been happening is that instead of using the criminal law to prosecute criminal activity, the Department of Justice has been strong-arming banks to close the accounts of businesses it has a problem with. Some of these businesses include payday loans, which are legal in 36 states, firearms dealers, tobacco merchants, porn stars. Porn stars, yeah, that's right, folks, porn stars too. According to Elizabeth Nolan Brown at Reason Magazine, quote, Eric Holder's Department of Justice is coercing private businesses in an attempt to centrally engineer the American marketplace based on its own politically biased moral judgments. End quote. This is being done without any constitutional or even statutory authority, and no courts are involved. All you have to do is strong arm businesses that are already highly regulated and scared to death. In other words, it's something like Tony Soprano makes a call or an email or a personal appearance at your bank or your place of business and says, you know, it's a nice business you got here. It'd be a shame if something happened to it. Most of the businesses are apparently innocent people caught up in the federal government's obsession with turning America into a fascist third world police state. These businesses are legal, but, quote, undesirable, and their banks are being pressured to terminate their bank accounts or refuse their business. Once again, central engineering of the American marketplace based on the government's politically biased judgments. This is done by flooding payments companies that provide processing service to targeted industries with subpoenas, civil investigative demands, and other burdensome and costly legal demands. Americans who have broken no law are then denied banking simply because the Obama administration doesn't like them. But it's not just banking, it's a lot of different things. It's companies that do shipping for other undesirable businesses, like a business that sells premium cigars, for example. The pressure might be put on the shipping companies so that they cannot mail their products around the country. That is just one example. Firearms dealers cut off from the banking system, things of that nature. Here's a personal example. The other day, I received an order of a product I have ordered many times from the same website. This time it came up UPS instead of FedEx. So I went to the website and there was a notice saying that FedEx was refusing shipment of these products because they are an undesirable industry. This is what's happening today. Here's one I don't understand, though. I'll use her name because it's been widely reported on the internet. Tegan Presley arrived home in Las Vegas, Nevada from a strip club appearance tour and found a letter from her bank. Chase closed her account because she's considered, quote, high risk. Her husband's account, too, although he is not in the same business. As one writer pointed out, this is really hard to understand. It seems like there's a porn scandal in the administration almost daily. Why would they care about porn stars? They are mostly involved. I mean, everything from porn on computers to child porn to sexual molestation, sex scandals everywhere you look in the administration, and yet they want to close this woman's bank account. You would think that Department of Justice would be kept busy full-time smuggling guns to the Mexican and Colombian drug cartels, selling them automatic weapons, and also threatening school principals with investigations on race because they discipline their kids. But no, they have some time on their hands. Department of Justice still has plenty of time to persecute perfectly legal businesses in America. The executive branch, folks, is completely out of control and is rapidly destroying the balance of power and its checks and balances system here in America. What does all this mean? It means that government itself is now a criminal enterprise instead of investigating for criminal enterprise, a fascist state, if you will, used as a weapon, government used as a weapon by fascists against the politically unfavored. Why do officials in the U.S. government behave like fascists? Well, that's an easy one. It's because they're fascists. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.